friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. Before we get started with today's lesson, we want to make sure to ask Jesus to be with us as we study. Dear Jesus, thank you so much that we get to take this time with you. Please send your Spirit to be with us and help us to understand, help us to learn more, and help us to be able to grow more in you. We love you. Amen. Hello, boys and girls. Welcome back. Today we are finishing off our story about the prodigal son. Do you remember what happened last time? The son decided that what he was doing was crazy. He should go back home and hopefully his father would give him a job as a servant. But what happened when he got home? Well, first of all, his father was waiting for him. He was watching for him and ran out to meet him. And then, did the father say, "You can be a servant"? Oh no! He threw a party. He was so excited that his son was lost and now was found. And he threw a party so that everyone could know and that his son would know how happy the father was that he was back. The younger son was back home. But what about the older brother? The older brother was out in the field when the younger son came home. And when he came in at the end of the night, what did he find? He found that everyone was having a party. They were rejoicing, and there was music, and there was yummy food, and everyone was welcoming him back home. How do you think he felt? He was not happy about it at all. He heard that his brother was back, and how did he respond? Let's look at Luke chapter 15, verse 25. So we're going to go to Luke chapter 15. We've been in this chapter for the last couple weeks, haven't we, as we've been studying the different stories that Jesus told. Well, now we are finishing it up in Luke chapter 15, verse 25. Luke chapter 15, verse 25. Luke is the third book in the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. We're going to be in Luke. Look for chapter 15. Those are the big numbers. Luke chapter 15, verse 25. Verse 25. What does that say?
Now his older son was in the field, and as he came and drew near to the house, he heard music and dancing.
So how was the brother feeling? Oh, he was angry, wasn't he? That's what verse 28 says. He was angry and he would not go in. He was throwing a little pity party and he was sulking and he didn't even want to see his brother who he hadn't seen in a long time. Instead of making the son come in to him, the father goes out to the son and what does the Bible say? He pleads with him. He pleads with us. Wow! The father went out and begged him to join the party. Please come, welcome your brother. But what did the older son say? Verse 29, 30, 31, and 32. Let's finish off this chapter and see what he said.
So he answered and said to his father, Lo, those many years I have been serving you, I never transgressed your commandment at any time, and yet you never gave me a young goat that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as this son of yours came who has devoured your livelihood with harlots, you killed the fatted calf for him. And he said to him, Son, you are always with me, and all that I have is yours. It was right that we should make merry and be glad, for your brother was dead and is alive again, and was lost and is found.
Wow, this son is really angry, isn't he? He is mad. He's saying, I didn't do anything and you don't give me a party. And yet here this son takes all that you gave him and wastes it. This is just not even fair. It's not even right. And how does the father respond? He says, we should be glad because your brother was dead and now is alive. He was lost and is found. So do we know how the older son ended up feeling in the end? We don't. The Bible does not tell us what the older son's response was. After his father's speech, the older son could have said, Oh, you're right, Dad. I'm sorry. I should have known better. Let's go in and let's enjoy the party. He could have said that, right? Or he could have gone on being angry and being like, you know what? I don't really care. You're crazy that you would go and invite him back and have a party. This is just not right. And I could see him stomping off too. The Bible doesn't tell us what the son's response was. Do you know why? Because Jesus wanted the Pharisees to see that they were being like the older brother. The father in this story represents God. God the Father loves and cares for each person, no matter if they are selfish or angry. It doesn't matter. God loves them. Now the older son represented the Pharisees, those who did what was right because they wanted the reward. They didn't do what was right because they loved God. They did it so that they could follow their traditions and maybe even get the blessing of others, not God. Now the younger son represents those sinners who they're lost and they go away from their heavenly father. But after a period of time, they come to their senses and they realize, whoa, wait a second. I should not be acting this way. My father loves me. He'll forgive me. I'm going back home to him. Jesus was telling this story to help the Pharisees to see that they were the older brother. God forgives those who apologize and who repent of their sins. That's what we're learning in our memory verse, isn't it? If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us. The older son, he needed to be forgiven for his attitude, didn't he? Just like the Pharisees needed to be forgiven for the way that they were treating others. You know what stands out to me, though, the most? Is that even though the son was gone, the father loved him and looked for him every day and was waiting there when he came back. I think of one of my relatives. One of my relatives grew up in the Christian church. She went to church. She even went to academy and college at a Christian college and a Christian academy. She knew all about Jesus and all about God, but there was a point in her life where she turned her back on it and she was not living with her father anymore. No, she was doing her own thing. I cared for this relative very much, and I would pray for her. And I would pray for her. And I remember as a child, every time we would say the blessing to pray for our food, I would say, "And Lord, please be with my relative. Please help her to come back and love you." It was years and years and years, and I kept praying. And pretty soon I stopped praying because it had been so long and nothing was changing. But did God give up on her? No, he didn't. In fact, not very long ago, she started realizing how much God loved her, and she came back to God. And now she goes to church, and now she teaches classes about the Bible. She loves to study the Bible. Did God give up on her? No. Even when she knew better? Yes. God never gives up on us. He is like that father, always searching the road for his lost ones to come home. Should we give up on others? No. We should never give up praying that our loved ones and that those around us will be able to come back to Jesus. We're going to do something a little different today. I want you to think of somebody that you know who doesn't know Jesus or isn't following Jesus. It could be a relative. It could be a friend. It could be maybe your postman or postlady, or maybe the person at the grocery store. It could be anybody that you can think of. And I'm going to be very, very quiet right now. I want you to close your eyes and pray to Jesus that he will help them and that they will come to him. Let's go ahead and let's pray right now. You go ahead. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your love. Thank you that you are that Father who stands there waiting for us to come back to you. You know there are some loved ones or people that we know who we want to see in heaven with you. We want to see them repent and confess their sins. Lord, I pray for them right now that you will come into their hearts and you will give them the power to overcome Satan and his temptations. Help us to be a witness and an example for you. We love you, Jesus, and we are looking forward to you coming back and taking us home to live with you forever in heaven. Amen. I don't want you to give up praying for those people, okay? Take time every day to pray to Jesus that he will help the person that you pray for come to him.
If we have set our sins, he is able and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we have set our sins, he is able and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us.
The Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.